When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you've ever slipped and cut your gums with somebody else's toenails because you're sucking on their feet, you've come to the right podcast. I'm one half of the Brohio podcast. I'm the delicious Nickalicious. Welcome to the Cream Spot.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. I am Rob Dog. What's going on?
Some of you may be wondering what fever hell you're in. Well, this is the Brohio podcast hailing from Dayton, Vandalia, the tri-state area. No, we're not the tri-state area.
We're somewhere in Ohio.
Miami Valley.
Yeah.
We're down here in the lair. In the Beat Laboratory, doing what we do, bringing you guys all the stuff you want to hear.
There we go.
And for those of you that have been tuned into our socials this week,
ooh, man,
we've been presented with a mystery gift from someone far, far away. No return address, nothing on this thing. We received, you can Google this, go to Google, you type in Moby, as in the whale, yes, the whale. Type in Moby XL or Moby Huge, and we got a prosthetic penis. That's one of them. I can't show it on YouTube because we are one strike away from being permanently banned on YouTube.
That's all it takes.
But this penis is approximately 3 feet tall. If you get our Instagram, YouTube.
It's a big boy, 60 pounds.
Facebook, it's excess of 60 pounds.
Yeah.
I put it down in my house and my walls rattled.
Yeah.
My wife saw it. She was so excited. She jumped for joy. She said, "What is this?" I said, "Someone mailed us a big, huge dick."
You even did the video of the pickup, and that was pretty entertaining.
Some people were like,
"It was really funny."
Oh man, you got great puns. I said, "You should try listening to the podcast." I'm like that all the time.
Yeah, you're just always on.
Yeah, and I think I had those ladies up there. You know, it's the weekend crew,
mm-hmm.
So they're not very, you know, on top of it to begin with. It's some fucking fill-ins and shit.
Yeah,
but they're real cool about it. Like, listen, man, the box broke. You've got a, she said, "Are you expecting a package?" I said, "I'm expecting a real big package."
The box was ruined because it was soaked in oil. So they just lubed it up.
Yeah, what are you talking about, lady? You guys change a fucking oil filter with that thing? It was oiled up. You could not pick this thing up if it was oiled up. But we want the person that sent the $700 dick. That's how much this thing cost.
Yeah, it was like $640 or something like that.
We want you to step forward and reveal yourself so we can at least bring you on the show and talk to you. If we got people coming out of the woodwork saying they sent it, you're going to have to provide a receipt or some shit like that, I guess.
Yeah, we have to know.
Well, I want to know. I want to say thank you, and I want to know what you want us to do with it. I don't think I can fit it in my ass. I will give it the old college try.
Yeah, that's a
movie. And I looked at the Amazon reviews.
Oh gosh.
Some of them were like, "It was too big for my butt." Fucking shit, dude. It's the size of an Oompa Loop. It's the size of a small child.
Oh yeah, that's if you can fit that in, you can have a child no problem.
Magnificently sized.
That child comes just dude. Doing the Charleston right out of there.
Speaking of huge, huge dicks. I would like to say thank you to our newest Patreon subscriber.
Ooh, yeah, thank you, guys.
Adrian Maggard. Thank you.
I know
Adrian
her.
Adrian Maggard. You know her?
I do.
She from the hood?
She is.
All right. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian.
You're the best.
And next we got Josh. I almost said John. Josh Garner. Thank you very much, Josh Garner.
Jesse, not milk it. They're like,
You milk it. You're like, no, you milk it.
Speaking of prostates.
Jesse.
No, now milk it. What a complicated last name. That looks like a delicious cookie treat that I would like to have.
Oh, yeah.
Now milk it.
Get your chocolatey. Now milk it. Now milk it bars. Sold all over the country at a grocery store near you.
Let's see here what we got next. Ooh, okay. Let me see. Let me read this first. Okay, here we go. Talk about dang all. You can call me dang all Boomhauer, ma'am.
It's got a picture of Boomhauer, too.
It's got a picture of Boomhauer. Thanks, Boomhauer.
Yeah, my dang old man. King of the Hill, man. When you watch that cartoon, man, with him dang all wasting out there in front of the trash cans in front of the Texas man. You got a Hank Button man, dang Boomhauer, man.
Boomhauer's legendary.
He's really good. Next, we got Logan takes it, lakes it. In the butt, Logan. Logan Lakes. Thank you, Logan Lakes. Sorry about your butt.
And looks like last but not least, or last and definitely least, Carl Ketron. Thank you very much, Carl Ketron.
You know, Carl's always been a really weird name for me.
Yeah, it's a rough one.
What kind of family just goes to the hospital, says, we're going to name this guy Carl. Yeah. We're going to name him after Carl's Jr. You're going to name him after Cheeseburger.
Yeah, if you're born with the name Carl, you'll come out of the womb with a hairy dick.
Ed.
Ed, yeah.
Ed.
Larry.
Oh, this kid looks stupid. Let's name him Ed.
Yeah, those old Larry. School names, man. Yeah, they just come out with hair on their ass.
What's your name? Oh, my name's Bill. Bill.
Yeah.
I'm Carl. You know, like Carl's Jr. We don't have Carl's Jr. here. No, they call it Hardee's.
Hardee's.
We got Rallies. We don't have Checkers. I had Rallies the other day.
Dude, Rallies, it fucks, man. It's good.
That's the closest my body's come to giving up on me in a long time. I felt like that's what a car feels like when somebody puts sugar in its gas tank. It's like, oh, I can't fucking do this anymore. That's what my body felt like.
That's one of the places that I go to, and I end up dropping a lot of money because I want a little bit of everything.
Yeah, because they have so much stuff.
Yeah.
How do they fit that much stuff in that little building? It does. You know, they only got, you know, one, maybe two people working at a time.
Yeah.
You roll up, it's the size of a fucking Kleenex box. But, you know, they got chili dogs, chicken tenders, ice cream, burgers.
Yeah.
Chicken wings, chicken tendies.
Mozzarella sticks,
Funyun, funnel cake fries. Yeah. They got swirly thingies that are red and white.
Swirly thingies.
Whoa, man. They got all kinds of cool stuff going. And then you roll up and then you get them fucking fries, man. Fries.
You always know it's going to be good because it's never in a good area.
It's always in the really bad area.
Always in the shitty areas. And that's how you know. Same thing with White Castle, or like the one around us. That's the best, man.
But is the service there terrible?
Which one? Or at Rallies?
Yeah, no, Salem White Castle.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, it's the past couple times that we've went, it hasn't been too bad, but it can get pretty bad at times, yeah.
I will fucking tear the ass out of White Castle. I don't care.
Oh, dude, love it.
I don't even care if my mom's there. I will eat White Castle until my orifices are bleeding.
Yeah, that's the other place I drop a lot of money at. Those two places are the worst.
I will eat it till my rectum bleeds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I won't even stop after that.
Speaking of bleeding rectums, we got a really fun article for you guys this week.
Sweet.
A Nebraska state lawmaker apologized on Monday after he publicly cited a persistent but debunked rumor alleging that schools are placing litter boxes in school bathrooms to accommodate children who identify as cats.
Okay. Sweet.
Oh, God, Cove, just give me a fucking second in here. I'm taking a shit in my box. And whenever you think I'm done, give me like 20 more seconds. Because I got to use my own hands to cover up my shit and piss.
These are, this is for furries.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Man, I'm so fucking, State Senator Bruce Mostelman, a conservative Republican. Oh, we don't want no gays peeing in the little cat boxes. Repeated the false claim during a public televised debate on a bill intended to help school children who have behavioral problems. His comments quickly went viral with one Twitter video garnering more than 300,000 views as of Monday afternoon and drew an onslaught of online criticism and ridicule. Bostelman initially said he was shocked when he heard stories that children were dressing as cats and dogs while at school, with claims that schools were accommodating them with litter boxes.
Huh. Here you go, little fella. You can shit in this right here.
I never got to get a litter box when I was in school. I tried really hard, but yeah.
My dad knocked me out one time. I landed in the litter box. That's the closest I've ever come to. They meow and they bark and they interact with their teachers in this fashion, Bostelman said during a legislative debate. And now schools are wanting to put litter boxes in the schools for these children to use. How is that sanitary? The rumor has persisted in a private Facebook group, Protect Nebraska Children. It also surfaced last month in an Iowa school district, forcing the superintendent to write to parents that it was simply and emphatically not true.
I was going to say, there's no way that's true.
Postalman had said he had planned to discuss the issue with the CEO of Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. He also alleged that schools were not allowing kids to wear flags, but didn't give specific examples. In 2016, Lincoln's public school district briefly asked students not to fly American flags from their vehicles after one flag was pulled from its holder, but school officials later apologized. The false claims that children who identify as cats are using litter boxes in school bathrooms has spread across the internet since at least December, when a member of the public brought it up at a school board meeting for Midland Public Schools northwest of Detroit. I promise there's not too many furries in Detroit.
Yeah.
They're not doing that shit there. You get picked on, you get stuffed in a trash bag. The claim was debunked by the district superintendent, who issued a statement that said there had never been litter boxes within MPS schools. Still, the baseless rumors have spread across the country and become fuel for political candidates amid the culture wars and legislative action involving gender identification in schools. Hours after his remarks, Bostelman backtracked and acknowledged that the story wasn't true. He said he checked in the claims with State Senator Lynn Walz, a Democrat who leads the legislature's education committee, and confirmed there was no such incidents. It was just something I felt that if it was really happening, we needed to address it and address it quickly.
Okay.
I identify as a cat with a very small penis. Have you ever seen the YouTube video where they put buttholes on all the cats and the cats, the cats movie?
Yeah, I think you sent it to me. Yeah, like last week. It's great.
Could you imagine, like, you're your son's school for a parent-teacher conference, and you're like, man, I gotta go pee real quick. You're in the bathroom, there's some little porky fucker like me squatting in a human-sized litter box taking a shit.
Man, I wouldn't even know what to do.
Is this real? Are there, like, legitimately people out there that are so invested in this furry culture that they're shitting in boxes and stuff, man?
Adults, yeah, I'm sure there are. Yeah. Kids, I highly doubt it.
I gotta take a step back for a second. I am probably, you know, we do a really good job of making fun of a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life on here.
Yeah.
But it's never serious or hateful.
No, not at all.
You always, you know, take what we say with a grain of salt. You and I make fun of one another more than we make fun of anybody else. We are incredibly tolerant human beings in real life. I don't have a problem with anyone. But I've got a problem with people that they're just like, okay, I'm a cat now. I'm a dog.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, biology's biology. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to debate who is who wants to be what, but I do think we got to draw the line when we start becoming like barn cats and shit like that.
What about like people that are like physically like in emotionally in love with inanimate objects? That always weirds me out.
That weirds me out too. Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah. See, if you were going to be a furry, I would say something closer along the lines of maybe like an orangutan or you know, a chimpanzee, something that's not too far off from the human DNA.
Sure.
We're all quite a chromosomes off from the old feline population. Mm-hmm. My cat, she can lick her own butthole. There's no humans that can do that. Pretty cool. Yeah, once you get down to it.
Even if I could, I don't think I would.
She lays like flat on her back, and then she raises her head up, and then she starts to clean her belly button and shit, and like the fat flap between her back legs.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, why would anyone want to be like this creature? While they are soft and sometimes enjoyable, I once had a dream that my cat was raped.
Yeah, you did.
I told you about that dream. Mm-hmm. Really traumatic.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens to any of your cats. Okay. Now, the way this worked out this week is we got this dildo in the mail.
Oh, man. I still can't get over how fucking big that thing is.
And there was a ransom note on it. It said, cover the American Dyatlov Pass or the Zanfretta case. So I caved. We're doing the American Dyatlov Pass episode today. The Yuba 5, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting topic. Something we probably could have covered a long time ago.
Sure, yeah.
But here we are covering it 5 years later, 4 years later, however long it's been. Someone sent us an email that said happy anniversary the other day. I don't remember when we did our first or happy birthday. I don't know. I think our first episode was in May.
Well, let me strike up the old Google machine here.
You don't know me by now. You will never, never know me. But yeah,
let's see here.
I think it's coming up on five years.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah, it's coming up.
But
we are gonna be live.
Oh yeah, let's
talk
about that.
April 23rd in Louisville. I don't have a
pulling it up.
Eventbrite. Try to find it right now, but I can't see. I'm going blind.
We're professionals.
I don't know.
I don't know.
April 23rd, live Unruly in Louisville, Kentucky.
There you go.
Saturday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. with Mysterious Circumstances. Justin Rimmel will swallow a sword with his dick. Jerry and Tracy from Hillbilly Horror Stories, and that's whore with a W, as in whores. VFW 542171111 Lower Hunters Trace, Louisville, Kentucky. That was a little bit of a hiccup.
Yeah.
I'm going to be okay. It's just my body still fighting
it.
That rallies.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I can't find it.
We are going to be dressed up as furries for the live event. If that's something you're looking forward to, listen. I don't really mean this, but if you come dressed as a furry, you get in for free. I don't know. That's not true. That's not real, but it would be a lot of fun for us to be there with you if you're dressed as a furry. Don't you think?
It would be really fun, yeah. You know somebody's going to show up dressed in a furry costume now.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But you got to have the butthole cut out of it.
It sounds like a good job for Jonathan Ellinger. He would definitely do that for us.
Yeah, he would.
He's got them big old meaty nips. He's president council of the Puffy Nipple Society.
Yeah,
he's
proud of those things.
To the show. Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Let's see here. May 14th, 2017.
What are you looking at?
That's the first episode.
May 14th?
Yeah.
2017.
Yep. So we got another month.
5 years.
Yeah, it's 5 years this year, man.
We got to do something for that.
Hell yeah, let's do a episode naked or something.
All right, let's get to the goddamn beans of this episode. You guys like beans? I love beans.
I fucking love beans.
I'll take a big old can of beans and shove in my ass, and I'll take them to work, and then I'll disappear to the bathroom. People are like, he's going to get them can of beans out of his ass. He's got a big old can of beanies and weenies. You eat a lot of beanies and weenies as a kid?
No, I didn't.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
We used to have them all the time.
Yeah, I always liked them, but my parents hated me, so I didn't get to have them that often.
They're like, make sure you get enough of them coffee grounds, boy.
Yeah, eat like pencil shavings and shit.
Socks.
Yeah.
Where are all your fucking socks? Keep going. I gotta wipe my ass when I poop in the backyard.
I was hungry.
All right. If you've ever eaten your sock or eaten your own shit, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
Or somebody else's shit.
If you've ever eaten food, send us an email. Just say, hey, I like to eat. That is the bane of my existence is food.
What do you mean?
I love it so much.
Oh, yeah.
It does so much damage to my body.
But it's so good, though.
But I love it.
It's so worth it.
The more I eat, the easier it is to hold my wife down when I fuck her.
It's funny how that works, right?
She loves it. Especially when I eat so much that she can smell what I ate. Ugh. Did you get that video of me farting on my kids in the living room yesterday?
I did, yeah, man. You cleared out the whole fucking room.
Yeah, dude.
There wasn't a single kid left in there.
I let her rip, tater chip. They got on out of there. They took off running. I said, Dad farted! Dad farted! And they took off running.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's all right. It was a snowy night in February of 1978.
Fuck snow. I hate snow.
Fuck snow. We're in Yuba County, California, which there's a lot of going there. Yuba County, that's just outside Tahoe National Forest.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Quite a little way. The closest, largest metropolitan would be the capital of California, like Sacramento. They had a big shooting there in the downtown district just a couple nights ago.
I saw that.
Man, you guys got to take it easy out there. Quit fucking killing each other. Make all the bad people leave. California is just crazy right now.
It's out of control, man.
Our buddy Roy, he was talking about the gas prices. He says $6-$7.
$7, yeah.
What are you doing? I went down there a couple months ago to see him. He's driving a big old Toyota truck. I'm like, hell yeah, bub. We're driving around. Gas is, you know, $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Flash forward a couple months. Here we are at $7 a gallon. He texts me and offered to suck my dick. He wanted me to pay him up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would suck my penis next time he saw me. I haven't seen him in 10 years prior to this. I sent the money, so I do have that.
Yeah.
I have that on credit.
Okay.
So
it's always good to have.
Fuck them gas prices out there, man.
Yeah, they're finally starting to tame out over here a little bit.
Our buddy Jesse, he's got it figured out. He's riding that goddamn 10 speed all over the place there in California.
Yeah.
That's what you need. It's one of them bikes with one of these dildos on it. So that way you can pleasure yourself and go get weed. You can go buy pot and shit on your bike.
Do all that California shit, you know?
California. This is the tale of Gary Mathias. He was 25 at the time.
Yeah.
Bill Sterling, 29 years old. Jack Hewitt. H-E-U-T-T. Hewitt. He was 24 at the time. Ted Ware, he was 32. And Jack Madruga. He was 30 years old. So we got a...
It's funny because this is what we just talked about earlier. I mean, this is the 70s. We got a Gary, a Bill, a Jack, a Ted, and another Jack. Like, these are like, you don't get these names anymore, man.
Parents are like, we're going to name all of you with really stupid fucking names.
They are all born with just huge dicks.
Get over here, Gary.
Gary.
Okay, SpongeBob.
Gary!
We got Gary, he's 25. Bill, he's 29.
Squidward, he's...
Jack! Squidward's 28. No. Jack, he's 24. Ted, 32. And Jack... 30. We got two Jacks.
Yeah, we do.
We got two jack-offs. These men shared a few things in common, and it is not my intentions to offend anyone in this episode. Just know I am culturally insensitive when it comes to these things. I don't know the right verbiage to use to describe certain situations. Sometimes when we're out and about, I'll see somebody and they don't look normal. You know, someone's got fucking hit with a trash can or something. Someone that fell out of the crib and fucked their head up when they're little, but then they grow up and they look like a mongoloid.
Yeah.
And I look at my wife like, what the fuck was that? She's like, shut up. You can't talk. You can't point people out.
Yeah.
I know, and the person that I am talking about knows, that they fucking something happened.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
They got bricked. You know, dad came in and hit him with a brick.
Yeah, I sent you that video not too long, like maybe 2 weeks ago, about the guy. I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with him, but it's like his... Head bends all the way backwards and touches his back.
Yeah, and I'll be nice and cool.
I'm like, damn, man.
So if he Scorpion walked up to me and he's like, "What's up, dude?" I'm like, "Hey, man, how's it going? Best friends."
Yeah,
and check out the Brohio podcast. That's what I would tell him. But if when he was crab walking, when he was ring walking over to me, I'd be like, "What the fuck?" It's just how it is. I don't mean anything mean by it.
Yeah, you just got one hand casually always, on your pistol.
Just always talking.
Like, oh, fuck. Gotta be ready.
They all had an exceptional love of sports, more specifically basketball.
Huh, okay.
They were on a team called the Gateway Gators.
All right.
Hell yeah, bub.
Yeah, get it.
I don't think they were dunking, though. Or they were training to take part in the Special Olympics.
The Gateway Project was a place that disabled kids could go for training.
Okay.
Help them to better themselves, learn a job trade, and help them to possibly live on their own. Gary went there at first for counseling and later was kept to help with the other guys. He showed them sports but also helped with other things they asked for. Gary also liked to help with the maintenance as well. So Gary, like we said, he was 25 years old and he was a former Army veteran. But that does not tell the full story of Mr. Gary. While he was in the Army, he was discharged and diagnosed with schizophrenia. He had some manic episodes. He had violent outbursts and attacks, but was treated with medication. But he was committed to some psychiatric wards. He was in and out.
Sweet.
He was a wild motherfucker, man. But they were starting to tweak his medications to the point where they thought that Gary would no longer have to deal with the violent outbursts.
Nice.
The violent tendencies. They had him dialed in. They had him tweaked it. And if anybody wants to help me out, I have been trying to fucking tweak my amplifier on my Harley for about 2 months, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Every time I do it, it sounds like someone's farting in a bean can.
Oh, shit.
I need someone to help me, walk me through how to tune an amplifier. Someone's going to write and be like, you fucking dumbass. But that's the person that wants to help me.
Okay.
I don't know how to do this shit. There's a frequency knob. I don't know, but it sounds like somebody's farting in a can of beans.
Well, that's not good.
No, it's not. Maybe, I mean, you might even know how to do this. I don't.
Possibly.
I can't do it.
I'd have to look at it.
So Gary, yeah, he had some issues. He was schizophrenic. But then there was Bill. He was 29 years old. He had an unknown type of an intellectual disability. One of them had cerebral palsy.
Oh, shit.
Jack, he was physically and mentally disabled. Ted showed signs of autism. And Jack, he was described as being a slow learner, but loved driving his Mercury Montego.
What the fuck is that? I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's an old car, man. It's like a
fucking Montego.
It's like a cockroach on wheels.
Let's say, is that like, yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. All right. Now, these guys. Oh, man. This is going to be a hard episode to describe.
Who the fuck drives a Mercury?
A slow learner. That's what the research described him as. Okay. A slow learner. That's probably how my parents used to, they'd be like, oh, Nick, how's he doing? My dad'd be like, he's a slow fucking learner. Slow ass learner.
I gotta look and see what one of these fucking things look like.
Mercury Monte, it's just a big boxy or a big boxy car from back in the 60s and 70s. Part of getting their team ready for the Special Olympics.
Jesus.
You looking at a Mercury Montego?
Yeah, it looks like a fucking, like a Cutlass.
Big old piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be good if you crashed in that thing, though.
Oh, yeah. You kill everybody involved.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you would live.
Nice.
Part of getting their team ready was absorbing as much basketball as possible. They were all about the hoops, buddy. They were all about shooting the J's.
Ball is life, my friend.
And getting it to getting open at the top of the key and hitting a little J, you know, a little overhead hooker shot. I am not proficient at basketball.
I'm okay.
I can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it, but I am not good at it. I played basketball our freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I played football, and I said, I'm fucking done. I'm taking a break, man. Because I always wrestled, but I just want to take a season off.
Sure.
And I was laying on my couch watching Maury in my fucking underwear. After I got home from school, I just stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm laying there. The home phone rings. Nick, this is Coach Custard. I said, who are you? Because I did not know this guy.
Yeah, what the fuck is a Coach Custard?
I love Custard.
I do too. Oh, man.
And he said, you are one of the only guys with grades good enough that would be willing to play a sport. Just willing to play a sport. Field hockey, ping pong, what are we talking about? He's like, I want you to come out for the basketball, for the freshman basketball team. I got no fucking time for that, bro. I am the ultimate white chocolate. There is nothing that I can do. But they talked me into it. I went out, and I could dribble with both hands, so they thought I was some kind of virtuoso. But I suck bad. I was terrible at basketball. But every game, they'd be like, as soon as they had passed me the ball, I'd launch that motherfucker to somebody else. I would not shoot it. And they said, Nick, man, we just want you to shoot. We want you to just take a shot so we can see. All right. As soon as I get the, and this is like the third or fourth game,
mm-hmm.
they passed me the ball. I was like half court. I lobbed this motherfucker up. Nothing but net, dude. It was the only time I shot 100% for the year. I played like 15 games. I took one shot, made my only shot.
Hey, man.
And
then
every time they passed me the ball, like, shoot it! Like, nope, I'm throwing to one of those other kids that dribbles a lot faster than me.
That's what my son used to do.
Yeah, man. You know, I was the assist master.
He just didn't like the attention if he shot the ball.
I was not good. I knew I was not good.
Yeah.
I sucked.
Just self-aware.
Yeah, I got a basketball court in my backyard. I don't. And the kids are like, "What's this?" I got no idea because I don't want to break their little hearts.
Right.
I don't want them to see their fat dad out there doing shit like that.
Yeah. I played basketball, I think, for like 3 or 4 years when I was really little. So like maybe from like 8 to 10, 8 to 11, something like that. And I remember the very last year I played as probably like. I think we were playing a game, and this was in Florida, and it was like a really hard court, and I remember I was running backwards to get back to play defense, and I slipped and I fell, and my when I fell, I landed right on my ass and it pulled my pants down. And I didn't know it, so I got up, my entire ass was hanging out.
Did you say it was a hard court?
It was like I swear we were playing on like concrete. It wasn't like a indoor.
We're all hard, dude.
It was like street ball. I don't know what Florida, man. It's
concrete,
fucking weird.
Concrete, cement.
Yeah, we were playing like fucking street ball.
It was a hard court. What was the basketball made of?
I meant like concrete. It wasn't like the wooden courts. It was straight up like cement.
My mom made me play basketball when I was little.
Yeah.
When I was like a chunky little fat fuck.
Yeah.
Before puberty. I remember the first night we showed up for the game. And they're like, they didn't have our jerseys till the first night. And they gave us our jerseys, which mm-hmm. they were regular basketball jerseys, like, you know, low cut in the front,
yeah.
and low cut around the armpits.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, what number you wear? And I was like, I don't know. Just I need a jersey. So they gave me a jersey. And it was the last size they had left. And it was too small for me.
No, oh, no.
So my tits were popping out of the side. Like,
hell yeah.
I had side boob.
Like Braun Strowman.
I said, I'm never fucking doing this shit again, Mom. I was so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little, you know, out there with my bowl cut looking dumber and shit.
That's how I was the first year I ran track, and I got into those little shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Man. And my fucking nuts were hanging out of the bottom of them and stuff. And I was like, oh, man. And I had to start wearing tights after that.
Memories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so they would go to these five guys, Ted, Bill, Jack, and Ted. They would go to as many basketball games as possible in the year. They would go to a lot of college basketball games, try and learn some new moves, some different strategies, learn some hot sauce, some Allen Iverson, some AI shit, you know, trying to do some wild stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But on February 24th, 1978, the Yuba Five, as we will call them now.
Cool.
We're on their way to see UC Davis versus Chico State. I feel like that's racist.
I do too.
But I'm not going to elaborate. It might not even be open anymore. I don't know. There was a threat of snow that evening in Yuba County, but nothing bad enough to deter the Yuba Five from going to the game. Listen, the world stops in California if it snows a little bit.
Man.
That is a foreign substance out there.
Remember a couple years ago when it snowed in Texas and everybody almost fucking died?
I ran here trying to ranch and fucking drill butter goddamn cattle out. Fucking snowing on us. We don't even know what the fuck it is. We got to sit inside fucker sisters all night. Texas. Texas is cool though, man.
I've never been, but I want to go.
I watched WrestleMania over the weekend.
Yeah.
That was good. He said, Austin 316. He was back. He came back.
It was fun. It was fun two nights. I wasn't expecting him the second night.
Neither was I, but I popped a little bit.
Yeah, I was glad he came out when Vince came out. I
saw Vince's old man tits.
Dude, that guy is so pitiful.
Still put together, though.
He's still in pretty decent shape for a fucking 94-year-old.
Yeah. Now, they did make it to the game without incident that evening. Had no problems getting to the game. No problem there, but I want you guys to remember, these five guys, I think it was like an hour drive to get where they were going. They were all by themselves, the Yuba Five. And I went down the list of what...
They weren't in the Montego?
They were in the Montego. The slow learner Jack was the one driving the Montego.
Okay.
He was very passionate about the Montego to the point where he would not let anybody else touch it. He even had a hard time letting these other guys ride it. But
I think he fucked it.
It's possible, man.
Speaking of people in love with inanimate objects.
I just want to emphasize, these guys were training for the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
But their parents
felt comfortable enough to say,
that is weird.
Get in the fucking car and drive an hour and go watch a college basketball game all by yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's not to say, I'm not saying that people with intellectual disabilities should not be allowed to drive. If they can drive, drive. But
it's a different time, man. We understand so much more now about, you know, any type of a learning disability than what we used to.
And that's what I went through the research. I'm learning. They said, nah, he kind of acted like he was autistic. There was no diagnosis or anything like mm-hmm. that. And the researchers, he acted autistic. The fuck is that supposed to mean?
Right.
And their parents said, yeah, go ahead. Go, just go. Now, Jack, he was the driver. He was only classified as a slow learner. So if that makes you qualify for the Special Olympics, we've got some real fucking time. We got to examine this shit, dude.
Man.
I'm a slow learner. I know lots of slow learners. I'm slow at everything.
I'm about to get me some gold medals, dog.
Slow at pooping. They got a special event for slow poopers. That's me.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
I ride my turd out of the bathroom like a snail, like a horse. I ride it out.
I don't even know what that means, but that's fun.
Yeah, dude. Leave a big old greasy fruit stripe. Oh, you know what's nasty are rugs in the bathroom. Them things are fucking gross, man.
Yeah.
Those are the nasty. I'm trying to think of an alternative for that. I'm going to get rich trying to figure that out.
I got one. We constantly wash that thing because our kids are disgusting. Just piss wherever they want.
Straight up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
I mean, not speaking on the kids' half, but I mean, you know, sometimes when you're grown, it has a mind of its own. It just comes out any which way.
Yeah, dude. It's all right.
Yeah.
Where was I at here? They made it to the game. No problem, but their parents said, you know, you five motherfuckers can figure this out on your own. We're going to send you on down the goddamn road.
Have fun.
Between the five of them, they couldn't bake a fucking potato, but they sent them to the game by themselves. They did make it to the game without incident. The game ended around 10. It ended around 10 p.m. I don't know why I got 5 p.m., but the game ended around 10 p.m., and they presumably left the game at that point to go back home. Before they went home, they stopped at a convenience store, and the witnesses there claim that they bought some Debra's.
Oh, nice.
Some little Debra's snack cakes. They got bottles of milk.
Wow.
Trying to shit through a screen door that night. Isn't it funny how your body morphs the older you get? And it just rejects dairy. Like if you,
man, it's weird. Yeah,
I used to be fine.
Yeah,
if I drink a big milkshake now, my body will try and fight me from the inside out.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, but I mean, I think long gone are the times where you just sit around and drink milk. Like, I mean, who the fuck drinks milk anymore? I'll get milk for when we go out and buy donuts, and my wife cusses me out. She's like, who the fuck drinks milk?
You guys don't keep milk in the fridge?
We do, but nobody just, we eat like cereal, or if we use it to cook, we don't ever sit there and just get a big old fucking glass of it.
Dude, I take a big old swig of it and go lay down in the living room, let the cats drink the milk off my lip. I swear to God.
Just put it in your mouth and just hold your mouth
Stacey
open.
Stacey fucking hates it. Cats will run up and start licking the milk off my face.
And like, I've never really thought about it, but then like, I'm sitting there and I'll like, if I drink a thing of milk, I'm like, this is fucking weird.
I feel great.
Like, it is weird. Like, if you think about just somebody just sitting down and just drinking milk.
Like, I don't think it's weird. I mean, I don't like
especially
milk.
If it's like hot out. Like, that's fucking weird.
Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, man. Milk was a bad choice. Oh man.
I don't know, man. I like milk. I think it's good.
I do too. But now, like, now that she pointed it out, or like, I've seen other people that are like only psychopaths drink milk. Like,
what about
just getting a cup of milk and don't put like Hershey syrup or something in it? Or the fuck
what
it
about
is?
Sitting down and having a nice glass of chocolate milk?
Chocolate milk's different though.
That's like meal replacement though.
Yeah, that's different.
I can live off chocolate milk for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Until I get some rallies in me and then.
Yeah. I love chocolate milk.
So do I.
Yeah.
Who has the best?
The best chocolate milk?
Yeah. There's this one called Nature's something. It's got a cow on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nature's, I have to look at it, but it comes in a small bottle. It's delicious. We get it here at Kroger.
Yeah, there's one. I don't remember what the name is, but it's in a glass bottle.
Mm.
It's like
Yoo-Hoo.
Dude, I fucking love Yoo-Hoo.
Fuck it up.
Don't even get me started. I think I've talked about Yoo-Hoo way too much.
Yeah. Before they went to the convenience store, they bought a bunch of Debra's.
If you like Deborah, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
True love, Deborah.
The next morning, their families started to realize that none of the Yuba Five returned home that evening.
Oh,
that
no.
They were gone. They were out somewhere other than where they were supposed to be. This was very much unlike all of them because they always came home. And you'll have to notice that we are stalling a little bit in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I did the calculations. We've got enough content for maybe an hour. So.
It's okay.
Yeah, just like your ass. You got to stretch it out every once in a while if you want to use it a little more.
We're good at fluffing up episodes.
Yeah,
so.
We are. So they're all filled up on Deborah's and milk. They're not coming home. Nobody can find them. The parents are worried enough that they call the police and they say, our boys, our Special Olympians, they're all missing. We're waiting for them to come home. They're not returning. The Gateland Gators are without their entire fucking basketball team.
They're
going
to have to forfeit.
We're going to have to forfeit. But their next game, if they won their next game, then they would have got an all-expense-paid trip to the Special Olympics in L.A.
Oh, hell yeah, that's
so
cool.
So the boys were pumped up. They said, we're fucking dunking on them. We're crossing them over. We're going to fight these fucking guys in the parking lot if we have to. They were all about winning that game. But they were going to win that game. But then they had something really bad happen to them.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, so do you think that they let them play like, because I don't know much about the Special Olympics, but like, say these, obviously these five fellows were, you know, I mean, they were slower.
Easy.
But do you think they let them play like against kids that were in like fucking wheelchairs and shit?
No, that's Paralympics.
Oh, fucking, is there a difference?
You fucking piece of shit.
I didn't know. But what if you're special and you're in a wheelchair?
There's a difference between being crippled and being intellectually disabled, Robert.
Well, I know there's a difference, but I'm saying that what if you're both?
Hold on a second. I got to get drunk to talk to you right now. Pour this drink.
I guess I don't know shit about it.
I can tell. Neither do I, but I know there's a difference between... Not everyone in a wheelchair is like, you know...
I know that.
Crayon eater.
I mean, I know that. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking, like, what would Stephen Hawking have been in?
You're like, oh, babe, that guy's in a wheelchair. Watch out. He's going to fucking bite the kids.
Hide the doorknobs.
Stephen Hawking was like the smartest dude ever.
I know he was, but still.
He was in a wheelchair.
You think he would have been good at basketball? No.
He would not have been in the Special Olympics. The guy could fucking engineer a rocket to drive around the moon.
But he can't shoot a fucking basketball.
No.
So what would he have been in?
The Paralympics.
Okay, see, I didn't know that was a thing.
People that can't walk.
I didn't know that was a thing.
And he got his shit tossed, too. He got fucking...
He got dunked on.
He was terrible. His hands are all drawn up and shit. He was fucked up. Paralympics, you got to be able to use your arms.
Okay,
hands.
See, I didn't know that was a thing. You learn something every day.
You do. We're so much better. This will be the one that gets us taken away.
No, I'm not saying anything bad. I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither do I. I'm just saying.
I know there's a difference. I didn't know if there was like different realms of the Special Olympics.
There's dimensional portals they ride their wheelchairs into. They get a lot of speed build up.
Different fabrics of time.
Yeah, they pick which portal they want to ride into. But they do. Man. So they did, the families were worried enough about the Yuba 5. That they created a police report.
Okay.
They said, these boys stopped for Deborah's and milk, and we haven't seen them since. And
man, I want a Deborah now.
And the parents, they were adamant that they never pulled anything like this. They always came home. They kept on referring to them as boys. They all kind of had the mentality of young boys. So that's what they referred them to, even though they were of age. Some of them were our age. They still referred to them as boys.
I think I would still refer to my kids as my boys.
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
My dad's never said that. That's my boy.
I'm that fucking idiot.
Yeah, he is the dumbest. Now enters Joe Shawns. You guys haven't heard about Joe Shawns yet.
Not yet.
After the police took the report and they started to go to all the different media outlets saying, hey, we've got these five missing men. That, you know, they're intellectually disabled. They could be lost. They could be struggling to find their way to wherever they're trying to go. If you've seen these guys, speak up, call us. We would like to know where you saw them.
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying, man. One of the first people that spoke up was Joe Shawns. He informed the police that he saw a vehicle in question. He saw the vehicle, the Mercury Montego.
Okay.
In question, up in the mountains there in Yuba County. And this episode of the Brio Podcast is brought to you by Diet Smoke Delta 8 THC gummies. We've all been there, guys. You take an edible, and goddamn, that thing just sneaks up and slaps you in the face. And before you know it, you're stumbling over yourself. You don't know what you're doing. You got the toaster going in the washing machine. All kinds of wild stuff going on. But what if you just wanted to take a little bit of an edge off? What if, you know, much like a diet soda is to regular soda, what if you wanted like a diet smoke? Well, I have a very nice, calm alternative for you. Our friends at Delta 8 THC gummies, they provide an absolutely delicious gummy that will give you a very, very moderate to mild high, something you can still remain completely functional with. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel euphoric. You're going to get that feeling that you're looking for, but not quite as intense. And there's no paranoia associated with this. You're just going to feel calm and easy and peaceful. It's going to be exactly what you're looking for. And if you're hearing about Delta 8 for the first time, Delta 8 is simply a slightly less potent THC. The THC that you're probably most familiar with is Delta 9. And while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke extracts their Delta 8 from hemp. Some may call this a loophole. I call it the secret recipe to getting a smooth, stable, and most importantly, legal high. Now, you're probably asking yourself, does Diet Smoke really get you high? Of course, the high you get with Diet Smoke is best described as somewhere between the chillness of CBD and that classic stone feeling you get with regular weed. Diet Smoke isn't light, it's just right. Plus, Diet Smoke comes in two delicious flavors. Delicious, delicious flavors. Blue raspberry and watermelon. I mean, the blue raspberry for my money. That's the way you got to go. But I would recommend, for the sake of trying them, I would try them both. Each gummy is infused with 10 milligrams of Delta 8 THC derived from American grown hemp. Also, Diet Smoke's Delta 8 gummies are low in sugar, fat free, and delicious. Oh, and did I mention the most important part about all this? It's completely legal no matter where you're at. So when CBD isn't enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke. Just use the promo code BROHIO for 20% off your order. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code BROHIO, B-R-O-H-I-O, for 20%. That's a good one. That's a good promo code. Off of your order. Again, that's DietSmoke.com, promo code BROHIO. Diet Smoke's Delta 8 THCs are not for use or sale to people under the age of 21. Please use responsibly. This episode of the BROHIO Podcast is also brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. Stress will come in and it will wreak havoc on your body emotionally, physically, spiritually. But there are alternatives out there where you can find help. And that's where BetterHelp comes into play. If you've ever thought about professional therapy before and decided against it because maybe it was too awkward of a situation for you, it just wasn't the right environment, well, BetterHelp could be the alternative for you. There's no awkward in-person visits. You can do a phone call or a video chat, but you're going to connect with your counselor in under 24 hours. You're going to find someone specialized for you no matter what you're dealing with, guys, whether it's stress, grief, whatever emotional hell you're going through. BetterHelp is going to provide you safe, professional help that's going to get you through and help you feel better. I know I was going through some things emotionally that I simply was not getting over. I reached out to our friends at BetterHelp. It is a distant memory now. I feel great. It's not something that's gripping my chest every day and letting me know that it's there, because the help that was provided to me from BetterHelp. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. And we have a special offer for the listeners of the BROHIO Podcast, as BetterHelp has opted to, thankfully, sponsor our show, and you're going to get 10% off for being a listener of the Brohio podcast. That's going to be 10% off your first month. Just go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/Brohio. Again, guys, that's BetterHelp.com/Brohio. What is interesting about this story, well, what's interesting about this part of the story, 55-year-old Joe Shawns was on his way to a mountain cabin. He was scoping the place out for the family trip that he would be taking his family on the next weekend, which is like the most daddest thing ever. Like, oh, I got to get up today. I'm going to sail ahead on up there to the resort, take a look at it, see what we're working with.
I don't think I've ever done that. I'm a piece of shit.
This is the daddest thing ever, man. Oh, I'm going to go up and scope the place out before we go up there for the trip. I'm actually going to get head from a hooker.
He just wanted to fucking get away from his family.
I hate these fucking people.
I need a whole day to decompress.
I hope they all die. Yeah, he was going to scope the place out, but he was dealing with the same conditions that the Yuba 5 were dealing with.
Yeah.
Which is the light dusting of snow on the ground. These California people, their cars are like, no. I didn't sign up for that shit. So their cars were not going to do that.
A little bit of powder.
He got stuck in the snow in the middle of nowhere, and he got out and started rocking his car back and forth and pushing it, trying to get unstuck, mm-hmm. and he suffered a fucking heart attack trying to push himself. So he's up there.
His ticker was just waiting to give out on him.
Joe Shawns. He said, oh, I'm going to go check it out. Hopefully I don't have to do any cardio. He got up there in the middle of nowhere, up in the mountains, all by himself. And that's what I was reading some stuff from the locals.
That sucks.
Once they get a dusting on those roads on the mountains,
yeah,
you cannot see where the road stops and the road ends. It's fucking miserable. I believe
that.
It's awful.
Yeah,
it's
awful.
And there's no tire tracks to stay up because you're the only person up there driving around.
Yeah.
And he gets stuck and he gets out. He says, I'm going to push this bitch out. And he has a fucking heart attack.
Man.
His heart's like, not today, Jesus. Not today.
Nah, fam.
But he got back in the car after he suffered the heart attack, and it's snowing, it's cold. He just says, you know what? I'm going to fire the car up. I'm going to lay down, and I'm going to sleep this heart attack off. That doesn't seem like that's a very 1970s thing to do. He said, I'm going to sleep off this heart attack. So he just laid there in his car with the car running, with the heat going, you know, all night, hoping that Jesus would just come rapture him and take him up to the heavens. But he noticed some headlights out in front of the vehicle. So he got out of the car and started screaming for help. He knew he was in dire straits because he was suffering from a heart attack. He said he was starting to see bubble, you know,
oh man,
dots. He was hallucinating. He was really losing his mind up there because he was going through a fucking health crisis, dog.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack.
Poor dude.
So he noticed some headlights and he gets out and he starts screaming for help. He sees five men and a woman holding a baby. And he said the description of the men missing matched the description of the five men he saw up on the mountain that evening.
Okay.
But who is the woman holding the baby?
Yeah.
They ignored his screams initially. And then at one point, he says in one story that the woman and the five men just ran away from him. They said, we got to get the fuck out of here. And they ran away. So after they ran away, he got back in his vehicle and laid down with the heat on. But they were ignoring him. He was going to try and finish sleeping off this heart attack that he just had.
Man, I couldn't imagine.
I hope I can sleep my first one off. I think hopefully my first one's not the last one, but yeah.
Or you just don't have one. I mean, that's
yeah, it'd be ideal. But I've checked the DNA, and
it's inevitable.
Yeah, it is. So he noticed he got back in the vehicle and he started to fall asleep again. And then he hears the voices of the men. And he looks out the window, and the men were actually walking past his car. And from inside the car, he starts, help, I'm having a heart attack in here. And all of the five gentlemen walking past the vehicle completely ignored him.
Damn.
Like nothing was going on. They just walked right past him. Around 5 a.m., I think it is what I read, his car eventually ran out of gas, and he started to freeze. So there he is, laid up in the back seat.
Damn, that sucks.
Just had a heart attack. Car runs out of gas.
It's a hard way to go.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from it. So he gets out and starts walking.
Fuck it. You're already freezing. Might as well get up and get moving.
I'm going to die swinging. So he hiked 8 miles to the nearest cottage, but he found help and he was able to get home safely.
That's balls of steel right there.
He said, I don't need a heart. I've got all the heart I need.
No wonder his heart gave out. Dude's got such a big dick. All his blood pulled into his dick.
Such a huge penis.
Man, good for that, dude. 8 miles. I can't even do that without having a heart attack.
You know, a lot of women sometimes when they don't want to have sex with their men or their women or their dogs, they tell them that they have a headache.
Sure.
I tell my wife that I'll pass out if I get a boner. She never believes me, but that's what I tell her. That's how I turn her down. I tell her that if I'm going to get an erection right now, I'll pass out because that's a lot of blood going.
Yeah.
And I'll pass out. You know, I've only had to turn her down one time in our entire marriage, and it was because I took a bunch of NyQuil. And apparently you can't get an erection when you drink a bunch of that stuff. But man, she was mad at me.
Boy.
15 years you turn her down one time because you overdosed on NyQuil and all of a sudden your dick is made of, like, you know, thumbtacks and mousetraps.
Whiskey dick's a thing, my friend.
I've never suffered from it, man.
Been there. It's rough. I felt awful.
I think I eventually, I usually get to the point when I'm drinking, like, I'm either just drunk enough where it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to do some stuff I don't normally do.
Yeah.
She's waiting for it. I just shove it in wherever. She's ready. Or I get so drunk that I'm not even interested in sex. I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Pass out, start snoring and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one thing I want to talk to you about this weekend is I think it's funny how when you hop on a porno website and you fire one up.
Sure.
Sometimes you don't necessarily know what country they're in when you first start watching it.
Right.
And they don't talk. And then they get into it, and then you, like, fast forward to the good part.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, the guy's like, wah, 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 wah. And then you know, like, oh, they're not from America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one's German, for sure. You know, you turn on, like, a Japanese one. And they really legit make these noises. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they mean. I thought moaning is kind of...
They always blur out the privates in the Japanese ones, and I don't like that.
It makes me think like they shit on themselves, like they had a dirty diaper, and they just pooped on themselves.
There's always so much hair in the Japanese ones, too.
I know.
There's always bushes.
I remember one time my buddy made that really that juvenile delinquent I grew up with, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
He made a joke about Asian people having really small dicks.
Yeah.
And then my dad took me to... a Reds game at Synergy Field, and I went to the bathroom, and there was a an Asian fellow next to me pissing, and I looked over at his dick, and this dude had the littlest dick. I said, oh, man, I'm 10. I got a bigger dick than this dude. I'm going to be all right. My dick stopped growing. Then it stunted, whatever. Something happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the nuclear fallout from...
Yeah, it's the fluoride in the water.
Yeah. Turning the frickin' frogs gay. I don't know what it was. It did happen to me, though.
Yeah, man.
But the when they were... After Joe Sean's, he's having this episode, but he makes it home safely.
Good for him.
He recalled walking past the Mercury Montijo on his way to the cottage where he was looking for help. He told the police exactly where it was, and park rangers responded to the location where he said that the vehicle was. And right where it was, the Mercury Montijo, it was parked there.
Oh, man.
It had neatly folded maps in the glove box. No damage to the vehicle whatsoever. It wasn't stuck, and it had plenty of gas to get them home.
Okay.
Which, all right, definitely weird circumstances.
Yeah.
That these guys, and also there were no signs of the Yuba 5 anywhere around the vehicle except for their Debra wrappers in the back seat. There was a bunch of Debra wrappers back there. They were all
ready to go.
That's telling right there.
Yeah, and police hotwired the car. It started right up, and they got it. They drove the car back to wherever, I don't know, but they hotwired that bitch. What if they were just out hiking or something, and they come back, and their car is just gone? You know, what if they just like wanted to pitch a tent that night, and that's what they did, and they went back for their car, and the fucking thing is gone because the cops took it? Wouldn't that be a goddamn mess right there?
For sure.
That wouldn't be fair.
No, not at all.
Police were baffled that something like this happened and there was nothing wrong with the vehicle.
Okay.
This was not the way they went to the basketball game, so there would be no reason for them to be at this point on their way home, so police couldn't figure out why they found themselves or why they found the vehicle so far off course, especially in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yeah, it's really weird.
The only signs they found of the men were the Deborah wrappers in the back seat. So police started to target. They set their sights on old Joe Shawns.
Okay.
The guy that, you know, was having the heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't necessarily sold on everything he told that he told the police. The police started asking him questions like, "Oh, are you sure you didn't talk to these guys when they walked past your vehicle last night? Are you sure you didn't kill and chop up all five of them?" So Joe Sean said, "Give me a fucking EKG. And they gave him one, and it came back that he had indeed had a mild heart attack the night before.
Damn.
So he wasn't lying, man. So if, I don't think he's a suspect.
That's crazy, though, man. The fact that he had a heart attack and walked that far back and still could recall everything.
Beast.
Man, good for him.
And one question that we're still asking ourselves, that the world is still asking about the Yuba 5, who was the lady holding the baby?
Yeah.
What the police think happened, you know, he said he had that heart attack and he started hallucinating.
Yeah.
They're thinking that he might have hallucinated seeing one of them that's holding a baby.
That's my thought. That was my thought as well. Maybe he was just, maybe they were just cradling some little Deborahs.
Lady. What if it was just some lady of the night, some goddamn skinwalker out there just walking around trying
a ghost?
Yeah, why don't you boys come back in the forest with me?
Show me your fudge round.
Come to my cuddy.
All right, Doc. You know that one time you and me were up in that cabin in the mountains and you said you were going to bring your chess. You were going to bring checkers and we were going to play games. Oh, and then you got a... I gave you all that milk, and you got sick on yourself, and then you said, "Oh, Grandma, you're going to give me a bath now, aren't you?" So I put you in the bath, Rob Dog, and then I squatted down there with you. It looked like someone dumped a bowl of Captain Crunch in the bathtub with us. Rob Dog, do you remember?
No. No, I try to block that out of my...
Look like I laid a raw egg in the bathtub. You were rubbing on Grandma's feet with your dick.
You don't remember that, do you?
No, I don't.
Grandma's a nasty slut.
There's a lot of trauma in my past that I just kind of block out and shut out.
She probably mailed us this dick.
She probably did.
From the grave.
Probably explains the smell.
Every move you make... She's still with us, no matter what we do.
Yeah, always in our heart.
Joe Sean, he's eliminated as a suspect. He said, "Kill him? I was dying myself. I was having a heart attack. Who's to look for the lady with the baby? She might have been the one that did it."
That's true.
Police were making no progress. There were no key witnesses. There was no evidence except for the Deborahs. Everything was really weird at this point. They were just gone, but there was nothing. There was nothing from them to... There was no reason for them to be away from where they needed to be.
Yeah, really weird and completely out of the area that they should have been. Obliterated little Deborahs everywhere.
And the snow wasn't melting, which was making the search for them next to impossible.
Yeah, that's rough.
Trying to find them in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So the family and law enforcement started to reach out to different outlets, including a psychic.
Sweet.
The come on in, child. I'll tell you exactly where them dead boys are.
Wait, did you say dead boys?
We gotta get them back just in time for the Special Olympics. Come on in, yeah, child. The psychic said that she saw the five boys this is a fucking...
Okay.
This is a rain on the parade.
She said, I see the boys. They're in green canvas bags.
Oh, fuck. Man.
And the police are like, what the fuck? what are we supposed to do with that lead? So yeah. She's like, oh, you're looking for nothing, honey child. They're all dead. They're in green canvas bags.
And then she fucking vaporized like the genie in the lamp. That's what it sounded like, Rob.
I heard it, man.
You're never going to get that authentic audio on any other podcast.
Yeah. It's like you're there watching it happen.
It looked like someone dumped a bowl of Captain Crunch in the bathtub with his Rob Dog. You're always pooping on grandma when you get horny, aren't you?
I'll tell all my secrets.
You get that boner and your poop falls out.
Don't you hate when that happens?
They even call upon a magician body witcher.
What the fuck?
All right, Chief, I got an idea. My grandpa told me about this guy up in the mountains. He's a body witcher.
What the fucking magician.
They hired the whole fucking circus to look for these guys.
They're like, okay, we're coming to you. We need any sewer leads that you can possibly figure out. And you just know they're pulling fucking rabbits out of hats and stuff. Like, pick a card.
All right, troops, if the body witcher doesn't work, we're going to try the bearded lady.
What the fuck is the body witcher? They're going to go to sword swallowers and fucking...
A body witcher is someone that's a magician that can use special telekinesis to find people that are lost.
Why are they going all these like psychics, body witchers?
What is body witchers like?
Follow me and I'll show you to the boys. God.
California is so accepting of people.
And they follow this guy, they follow the body witcher. They're walking through the fucking forest and shit. And the body witcher's like, I've got them in my sights. And he walks up to this cabin.
Oh, man.
The police raid the cabin. There is nothing inside of it. And the body witcher's like, I'm still going to need that $20. This was not free.
I got to eat sometime this week.
Man, that's fucking wild, man.
If you're a body witcher, send us an email, bro. iopodcast@gmail.com.
We got some murders we need solved.
I need your help.
Please.
The police spent over 6,000 hours.
Man, this is so fun.
Looking for the men, and they were getting sightings reported as far as Florida.
Holy shit.
Of the men. The body witcher's like, I can't fucking help with that one. That's a little too far for me.
He done teleported them.
Yeah, they were gone. If they did make it to Florida, God bless their souls. Let them run at that point.
Like, sorry, we made a right, and we just kept going.
Yeah. What do you expect us to do? Oh, man. I can't. So many off-color jokes for this one that I'm just not even going to tell the jokes.
Crazy.
Because I'm a good Nicolicious. The police started to believe that the boys just went off-grid. And I tell you what, man. As cool as that sounds, I watch those guys on YouTube that build shit out of mud and sticks.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And they build really cool, cozy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, if I could just get Wi-Fi, a dishwasher, a refrigerator, a television, some steps, closet, clothes, chest drawers, I would rock that motherfucker being up inside there. That looks really comfy with that fire. The guy's cooking bacon on open flame there.
It's pretty fucking cool, man.
There's one guy, he was like digging, you know, building. He got banana leaves and shit. I don't think they're banana leaves, but he looked like he's in Pennsylvania or something. He gets this little mud hut built, and he's sleeping, and he hears like... in the middle of the night, and he wakes up, and there's a goddamn hog outside. He smokes it.
Hell yeah, good.
And he kills it, and he eats it, man. Just right there. Cooks the bacon and the pork shoulder right there on his little open flame.
Good for him.
Man.
That's awesome.
That's a life.
I know. I wouldn't want to live it, but that's cool as fuck.
Let me tell you why I have apprehension about bacon.
Okay.
We were at the county fair this past year when they finally had it again after COVID and shit. There were... send me the video of your present out with pink. Oh, my mom wants me to send me the video. Wants me to send her the video.
Oh, the post office.
Dildo.
Dude, that's that video was so fucking good that someone stole it on TikTok.
Yeah, I know someone. Someone got me, man.
Yeah, they fucking ganked your shit, man.
That's okay. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. Your comment was top comment though.
Yeah, you fucking stole this.
Yeah, at least give me credit, bitch.
Bitch.
Okay, Mom. I'll send that to you.
Anything for her, even though she doesn't answer our calls anymore.
Yeah. Where were we at?
I don't fucking know. I think we're talking about something.
Oh, yeah, we're just talking about going off. Oh, why I don't like bacon.
Oh, there you go. There
I would have forgot this, and the people would have clamored. They would have said, oh my God, tell us what happened.
Yeah.
I saw two pigs. One pig was laying down, and the other pig was laying right behind it. So the pig's snout in the back was up against the pig's butt that was in the front. And the pig in the front was just profusely shitting its guts out.
Mm-hmm.
And the pig in the back was just sucking all the shit down. It was eating all the...
Pigs are nasty, man.
It was eating the poop. Just it kept on coming out of the pig's butt. Infinite poop, man. I don't know what this pig ate, but it was shitting like a goose, man. It was shitting its guts out.
Mm-hmm.
But this big piggy in the back, he said, this little piggy went to the market. And he was eating all the poop.
Oof.
And I just sitting there looking and thinking like, someone's going to put these motherfuckers on a BLT next week.
Eating poop meat.
You're eating dirty, dirty poop meat.
Yeah, it's fucking...
And some husband, rural highly like, hey, buddy, you did a good job with the bacon tonight. She's like, thanks, Carl. These pigs are 69 and eating each other's poop.
Yeah, that's like the $5 bacon you get at Walmart.
God, it's gross.
That's why you don't buy that shit. Gross.
Ugh. I don't know, man.
Pigs kind of are dirty animals. They're smart, but they're stupid at the same time.
I don't care what they are. It's nasty. I still eat the fuck out of them.
Say they're like smart as dogs, but I don't know.
If they said, Nick, you got to lay down there and eat that poop out of that pig's butt, I'd have been like, well, it probably tastes like bacon. I'll try it.
Man.
Ooh-wee.
I'll do anything once.
I will. Finally, spring and summer came along and melted the snow after several months of no leads on the missing boys. The summer of 1978 is when this case went from bad to worse.
Aww.
A group of motorcyclists, probably riding wild hogs, had stopped to take a break after riding for much of the day. They were up in the mountains, zipping around. When they stopped, they are immediately met with the smell of roadkill.
Mm. Delicious.
You know what that smell is?
Free food.
It's roadkill. It was almost too much for the motorcyclists to take. They're like, I don't know if we should stay here very long, Ted. I'm getting a little queasy, I'm going to get sick. It doesn't smell like a regular possum. Do you think that, Dan? They were very taken aback by how putrid the smell was. But they couldn't find the dead animal.
Telling.
It's very telling. The trailer, the spot they stopped at, there was like an abandoned trailer. Not really an abandoned trailer, but there was a trailer that was sitting there that wasn't theirs, but they noticed that it had a broken window on the trailer.
Okay.
So they got closer to the trailer, and the closer they got to the trailer, the more they knew that the smell they were dealing with was not an animal. And they immediately... went to the closest place that they could call someone, and they called the police. Rangers and the police arrived on scene and entered the trailer. They found some of what they had been looking for.
Damn.
Or over the past several months. First, inside the trailer, they found Ted, which you will recall that Ted was... Let me see here. Ted was the one that just showed signs of autism. He was 32 years old. But they did find... Let me find my spot here. They found Ted in a badly decomposed state.
Oh.
Under 8 blankets. But Ted had not been brutally murdered. There wasn't blood all over the place. There wasn't any signs of a struggle. No signs of anything, which was weird. Ted had lost nearly half of his body weight and had a really long beard.
Oh, shit. He'd been there for a minute.
Forensics concluded that Ted spent probably around 8 to 13 weeks lying there in that same spot in that trailer underneath of all those blankets.
Holy shit.
What the fuck? And he didn't die from starvation. He died from pneumonia. So
what?
He was just laying in this trailer for God knows how long, 8 to 13 weeks. He dies from pneumonia. He's lost half of his body weight. He's grown out a gnarly beard. The trailer was located about 19 miles away from where the vehicle was parked.
Damn.
What's weird about the trailer is there was enough food in the trailer, dehydrated food, canned fruits, vegetables, canned meat, to last several people several months.
Wow.
And it was... But what was even weirder is they didn't take advantage of the food inside the trailer. For what police believe, somebody or someone was in the trailer for, you know, a better part of 3 months, and they only consumed 12 cans of whatever they had to eat.
That's what I would eat in a day.
12 cans of potatoes.
Like fucking beans.
Canned potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had all that stuff, and they didn't really eat it. They only ate 12 cans.
They didn't have any little Debbies, that's why.
Debras.
Little Debras.
He's like, I'm okay. I'm all fold up on fudge rounds right now.
They got any zebra cakes?
Got any nutty buddies or caramel crunches? Might as well oatmeal cream pies. Speaking of oatmeal cream pies, my grandma's birthday is next week.
I'm going to give her a cream pie.
I'm going to go suck on her teeth for her. She likes that. She likes when I clean her teeth with my teeth like a beaver. Ooh.
Oh, Grandma. Grandma's a dirty bitch.
She is. Also, so there was all this food in there. There was dehydrated food, mm-hmm. and there was wood for a fire, and there was a full propane tank attached to the trailer. Man. That would have kept them warm for the duration of the winter that had gone unmolested. They did not even attempt to use the propane. They would have had a stove in there. They had a wood for a fire. They never used that either. Now, Ted, his feet were severely frostbitten as well. So that could have been why, in my mind, because there's no answer to this.
Yeah.
This is another one of those podcasts where we get to the end, we're like, we don't have an answer for it.
We don't know what the fuck happened.
Unfortunately. But is it possible that his feet were frostbitten before he laid down, and that's why he was bedridden for 3 months, because his feet were so fucked up from frostbite?
Could be.
Very possible. That's just my analysis. I didn't read that anywhere. The police found two other bodies approximately 4.5 miles away from the trailer. That's where they found Sterling, the last name Sterling, and Madruga, two of the other men. It appeared they were trying to go somewhere, but at some point they just gave up and succumbed to the elements. The only other one missing was Gary Mathias. He was the one that was formerly in the Army. Gary Mathias was also the one, intellectually, he was probably the leader of the group.
He was the alpha.
But he was the one that was locked up in the psychiatric ward.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And come out a little later that in preparation for his game in the Special Olympics, he had stopped taking his schizophrenia medicine.
Oh, no.
He said, I'm not taking that shit anymore. And the people inside of his head are like, we're not taking that shit anymore.
So yeah, that sucks.
He quit taking the schizophrenia medicine, which, if you got schizophrenia,
put him in an episode.
That shit helps, man.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Gary Mathias' body was never found. They did find a rusted flashlight and three blankets about 400 meters from the trailer. At some point in Brownville, it's a small town about 30 miles from Madruga's car, upon seeing the flyer of the missing men, a woman who worked at a convenience store came forward and told the police that she'd seen four of the five boys 2 days after the disappearance. She said that Hewitt and Sterling were in the phone booth and the other two were at the store buying drinks and burritos.
Hell yeah.
I love burritos.
They were fucking ready to party.
The owner also confirmed the story. Even though the police believed the story, Hewitt's family dismissed it. They claimed Hewitt hated making phone calls.
Yeah, he could have hated making phone calls, but he's fucking lost. Yeah. You think he's going to let his hatred of phone calls affect that?
I've been all out of Debra's. Well, I mean, you don't think he would be too scared to call home, but
no.
You don't know what he struggled with. That could have been his biggest fear, was to be on the phone. Who knows? They claim Hewitt hated making phone calls, and there was no way he could have gone to the booth. They assume that the woman fabricated the story for the reward money mentioned in the flyer, which is around $2,800 or something like that. Plus, it made a little sense for the men to go back to the mountains to die. But why
did they drive to the mountains to begin with?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The boys, and this is just a theory, the boys were never lost, okay? You remember when the police searched the vehicle, there were four neatly folded maps in the glove box. So the boys, if they were if they were lost, they probably would have had the maps, which it was one of the guys that, you know, didn't make it back. It was his vehicle. It was his prized Mercury Montego. He knew that there were maps in the glove box.
Yeah.
The maps would have been pulled out and used in the event of them being lost.
Makes sense to me.
That's a very important detail right there.
Yeah.
The maps were unused. But these guys could have been in the... They could have not even thought about using maps. Where you have to take into consideration these guys... They had developmental issues. They had some disabilities.
And they could have been panicking, and once you're panicking, you know, you don't think properly. And
it's hard for us to say how these guys were.
Yeah, yeah. Because
we didn't know them, but they may have just been in the moment and said, you know, not thought about it, which is very possible. There's several theories that explain they went to the mountains, but the most logical one reports about Gary's friends. So Gary Mathias, the Army veteran. He had a lot of friends that lived along the mountain line there where they were at. So maybe the boys took a wrong turn on their way to visit Gary's friends, which is possible. Maybe the snow was too much, and Gary said, you know, I got a buddy that lives close by. We'll try and find him. They get lost. But then you'd think they'd use the map. I don't know. The number two theory, why did they ignore Joe Shawn's? Some speculate that the boys were up to some devious plan, and that's why they ignored Joe's cries for help when they walked by and he was in the vehicle.
Okay.
Some claim that the boys were scared of the screams and wanted to get away as soon as possible. That's very possible as well. Sometimes people that are fighting these battles, they kind of have a high sensitivity to certain noises, certain pitches.
Yeah.
And if they're just lost and scared to begin with, they hop out of their vehicle. And you hear some guy like, down the trail.
My heart.
Yeah. Oh, my heart. Me and Rob, we'd be like, we've seen this motherfucking movie before.
Hell yeah.
I'm not helping your ass.
Yep.
The fucking skinwalkers get your ass.
Yeah, they do.
Bigfoot stinking like a skunk throwing rocks at your ass. I'm not falling for that, dude. I'll let that motherfucker die.
Yeah,
Should have done some cardio, pal.
Ooh.
But others believe that the boys walking past Joe was a hallucination altogether, that Joe never experienced the boys walking by. Who was the woman and the crying baby? Some believe that the woman and the baby were Joe's illusions, his hallucinations. But Joe was having a heart attack, so it would be completely plausible for him to conjure this stuff up in his own brain from a hallucination. It's very possible. A few others believe that the group Joe saw wasn't the Yuba 5 boys. Since he was already in pain, he must have confused the group. But to this day, there's a lot of people that believe, okay, and I'm just getting ahead of myself here.
Okay.
Gary Mathias has never been found. He's gone. The Army veteran, he just never, wherever he's at, never found him.
Never apparated.
A lot of people believe that they were possibly abducted by aliens. That's a weird spot up there in the mountains. The aliens took him up. Probably losing some of you guys here, but this is just plausible, very possible. They beamed him up. Did their thing. The aliens like, oh, man, we got some broke ones up here. We send them back down. They send them back down in the middle of nowhere, and these guys are like, where the fuck are we at, man? Because it doesn't make sense for them just to park a perfectly good car and say, all right. Californians don't like the snow, so then get out. We're gonna hoof it. We're gonna get the Jerusalem cruisers and just walk through here right out of the snow.
Especially with someone being so obsessed with their car,
for sure.
And they're just gonna ditch it.
He kept the keys on him the entire time.
Seems uncharacteristic.
The one that owned the vehicle, he was one of the two that left and just died on the. Some come to the elements.
Yeah.
There were five of them. I'm trying to think here. So two went off the trail. One was dead.
One grew a beard.
One grew a beard and died in the...
had frostbite, yeah.
And I don't know about the fourth one. Where's the... we not... human... I don't know. I don't have that written down. Hold on a second. All right, so I had to look there. They found one of the other guys about a mile or two away from the trailer. They found his backbone. His dad found his backbone.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
His dad's like, yeah, I know this backbone from anywhere. Fucking eaten by a saber-toothed tiger.
Wow.
I know this backbone from anywhere.
Yeah, how do you identify a backbone? This is my boy.
If they just gave you a picture of your son's backbone, and you're like, that's him. That's my boy.
I don't know, yeah.
That's my boy. That's yeah, the one.
But he had a separation at the L2. I know that for sure is him.
He's got scoliosis, just like his old dad.
That's oddly specific to know.
It is really weird. Now, where's Gary Mathias? That's the billion-dollar question. While no one knew his whereabouts, the search team tried to gather clues. The police firmly believed that if they could find Gary, they'd solve the case.
Sure.
However, they never found him, and only theories were formed. Some of them included...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Gary was also dead, but since the mountains are vast with thick forest, one could easily get lost, so the police just never found the fucking body.
That makes perfect sense.
Probably lost his backbone, too. Now, Gary had done strange things throughout his life, which this is pretty weird, man.
Cool.
He escaped the psychiatric facility through a sewer pipe.
That's an adventure movie right there.
He also walked 500 miles from his grandparents' house and his house. So some allege that he might have taken Ted's shoes and ran away because Ted's shoes were missing from the trailer. So they're making big hubbub about that.
Yeah, he's the one that had frostbite on his feet, right?
Yeah, but they think that...
That's like treason, man.
They think that Gary, you know, Ted had bigger feet than him.
Yeah.
So they think that Gary's feet were swollen from frostbite, so he just threw on Ted's cloppers because they're a little bit bigger.
Dang.
Another theory suggests that Gary had planned this incident. This is wild, man. He had schizophrenic episode that made him do it. Plus, despite him being never found... his family kept things under the hood. There were no statements, interviews, or comments about his disappearance. So many believe that his family hid him somewhere safe.
Oh, okay.
And some believe, now this is really sad if this is what happened. Gary's friends, so you remember.
Yeah, he'd been up in the mountains.
Up in the mountains, that Gary had some friends nearby.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Mathias, by his family's account, had stopped taking his meds for schizophrenia in preparation for the big game. They think that he went to his friend's house, and the friends just played a mean trick. They took him up there in the mountains or whatever and just dropped him off, which I don't think fucking happened.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
There's another theory that they were actually in the vehicle. They got a little turned around, and something scared them off. That area there... said to be saturated with the old Sasquatches.
Oh, sweet.
They might have had a run-in with a Bigfoot.
Okay.
And they got out of the car and fucking took off running, man. And that they were running from... You don't just take off in the snow like that with a perfectly good running vehicle.
For sure, yeah. And this, just like you said, they weren't stuck or anything. The car wasn't stuck.
They said even if it was stuck where it was at, it could have very easily been pushed out.
Yeah. I mean, there's five of them motherfuckers. They could have been able to...
use the power of the Debris.
Yeah. Summon the power.
Get my ass out of here.
Huh. But,
Mathias, by his family's account, had stopped taking his meds for schizophrenia in preparation for the big game that was coming up. He was going to fuck somebody up.
He's going to be his own substitution.
During the Chris.
Hey, Johnny, you're in. Hey, Gary's out. I'm in.
I do this thing now where I get this really weird look on my face, just like really scary look.
Yeah.
And I stare at my wife and I start rocking back and forth. And she'll be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "You mean what's Jeffy doing?" "You mean what's Jeffy doing looking at you?" Dude, man. She gets really upset. She's like, "I'm going to call the police." She's mad. Threatens me and shit.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here.
Jeffy to stay.
You gotta do that in the middle of coitus. Yeah. They come back and be like, you were cheating on me with Jeffy. Really throw her for a loop.
Yeah. Who do you like better? Me or him? Or us at the same time?
Oh, man.
Nasty, nasty girl. Jeffy's here.
Jeffy likes this.
Oh, that's so bad.
Jeffy likes it when your pee-pee's wet.
Dude, you would get fucking kicked out of the house.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like,
you'd be staying with me.
Hey, Rob, I know it's late.
I know this was your idea. You gotta at least give me a bed to sleep in tonight.
Thanks for answering your phone, man. I gotta come over.
Jeffy.
She stabbed me with an envelope opener.
Jeffy fucked everything up, man.
I gotta bring Jeffy. He doesn't have anywhere to go either. You have an extra bed for Jeffy.
Oh, shit.
You want Jeffy to get you some water?
Dude, that's terrifying, man.
We should call her right now. She'll be like, hello. Like,
it's Jeffy.
It's Jeffy.
She'd be so mad. She gets so creeped out.
Oh, shit.
She gets so mad. I'm not going to do that to her. I love her. I can't do that. I cannot divide this marriage like that.
You mean put it in triples?
Jeffy. You mean Jeffy.
During the group's drive home that night, Matthias had a paranoia breakdown and thought he was being followed. Since Matthias was previously in the military and had many friends, the other four looked up to him as their leader. Due to this and to their learning disabilities, they brought into the belief that they were being followed. They raced up the mountain until their car got stuck. Even though it wasn't stuck badly, they didn't believe they had time to get it out.
Okay.
To further add to the paranoia, they heard Sean's moaning, which that was the guy, oh, I'm having a heart attack. Yeah. And they're like, fuck, 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 they're everywhere. And they heard him yelling for help, and it scared them. They all panicked and headed into the forest where Madruga and Sterling succumbed due to the elements.
Ooh.
The other three make it to the cabin, but Matthias is still in the throes of his paranoid schizophrenic break and instructs the other two to remain quiet and to not light the stove or turn on the lights because the smoke from the stove and the lights from the lights would be seen by whomever was chasing them.
Okay.
Ware hunkers down for 2 months in the cabin with Hewitt and Matthias coming and going doing surveillance as Matthias's paranoia gets increasingly worse and Ware lays sick. At some point early on, Matthias takes off for good, never to be found. Hmm. Ware eventually dies, and Hewitt takes off. Hewitt, not much of an outdoorsman, succumbs quickly near the cabin.
That makes a lot of sense.
If you told me that's what happened, I'm like, oh, that sounds like it could fucking happen.
Yeah, you know what? That makes really, I think it's really plausible.
I heard somebody knocking on the door, and he said, I bet it's Jeffy.
Yeah. Oh, I think that either they were eaten by Sasquatches.
Mm-hmm. Or abducted by aliens.
I think they were fucked by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
What if all that happened? What if the aliens are like, pick them up and then drop them off of their car? They drop them back off of the car.
Then the Sasquatches get them?
Out of the tree, like, comes a fucking Yeti. They take off running. They get halfway up in the mountains. And then the crazy Gary's like, I think I saw fucking 12 Bigfoots, and there was only one. So they're like, we got to go. We got to get the fucking... Because five dudes could probably take one Bigfoot. Five dudes couldn't take 12 Bigfoots. Or the CIA sharpshooters that were chasing them, whatever fucking...
Yeah.
Gary had
who knows what it was, yeah.
Could have been all of it. But the crazy part was, they had enough stuff in that trailer to sustain life for many, many months afterwards.
Yeah, so there's definitely a reason that... You know, there are definitely a reason they didn't take to any of that. I mean, maybe they just didn't know how to operate any of it.
Yeah, and that's possible as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure this sounds from the sounds of it. I mean, none of them really sound like they were outdoorsmen besides the one main dude who was in the army. He possibly could have known, but, you know, if he's telling them not to do anything because, you know, this person can easily track us if they see smoke, that makes perfect sense.
It's such a wild... And there's no definitive answer what happened to these guys.
That's sad. It really is sad.
And their families had to live with that just uncertainty. That's why they call this the American Dyatlov Pass. Just a weird, man. It, nothing
Not a lot makes sense in this one.
That's definitely my kid's spine.
You know, sometimes when Jeffy gets really excited, his pee turns white instead of yellow.
Oh, Jeffy.
Did you know Jeffy's a vampire? Yeah, man, this is a weird one. I definitely think it was aliens, though. 1,000,000% aliens. But then, that's also one of those areas where, you know, the people that live out there say, listen, this is like Native American off-limit shit.
Yeah.
There's some wild stuff in the woods. So he could have been seeing something, wild, whether it be a skinwalker or a demon or a demigod. Fucking, I don't know, man.
You never know, man.
Oh, Texas tornado? I don't know. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, who knew that woman with the baby could have been a banshee?
Who done it? She was a banshee. What if the woman walked up there? She's like, can you help me with my baby?
She was a siren, like, and just lured like, him to the death.
Dah, dah, dah. You know, Gary's like, we can't help her. We can't help her. Yeah. And the other guy inside Gary's like, no, we got to help her. And then Gary's like, no, no, no. And he's trying to work all this out in his head.
Yeah.
And by the time she gets over there, like, hey, would you like to see my baby? And then she pulls the baby's, you know, little kerchief, little shawl down, and the baby's missing its fucking head. It's headless. Ugh. It's just laying there dead.
Or it just doesn't have a lower jaw. Its whole jaw's missing.
It's a fucking wolf. It's a little baby wolf. The dead wolf. The goldfish.
Goldfish.
It's a giant goldfish.
It's a baby with a goldfish head.
You're going to see my baby. Get the fuck off my mountain.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
I know a place right around the corner. It's a trailer full of cans of beans.
It's full of survival gear.
We don't need that. We don't need that shit. Man. Where do you think Jeffy would go?
I like Jeffy.
Yeah, she does it.
Oh, man.
I'll have to record myself doing the Jeffy thing to her. She's like, Jeff, fucking shut the fuck up.
Yeah, please do. I'm interested in that. That sounds fun. I like that.
Send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think happened to Jeffy.
Yeah.
What you think happened to the Yuba 5.
If you think you can take them and beat them in basketball, let us know.
The Gatland Gators.
I don't know. I don't think I could take them.
From North Carolina, number 23, Gary Mathias and all the people inside of his head.
Man.
Go get him, Gary. He's probably still alive.
He may be.
He's probably going to call us on our Google voice.
He could be a Bigfoot by now.
Hey, it's Gary Mathias. I'm up here in the mountains.
Is that thing still running, our voicemail?
Yeah.
We got to check that.
I've been drinking Bigfoot milk.
Dude, I would drink that.
I've been sucking on badger milk for 3 months. 35 years, 28 days. We were all fucking each other up in the mountains. In the snow. You think there was any sex involved during this trip?
Probably.
Mutual masturbation.
For sure that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Send us an email. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever is big.
Just talk to us.
I think the Yuba 5. Tell us what you think happened.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Subscribe to our YouTube page if you haven't already.
Yep. Check it out.
Watch us. Watch our ugly faces in HD.
Oh, Pax from Miamisburg, right down the road.
Oh, yeah. Not too far from us.
All right, guys. Take care.
Love you guys.
We forgot to turn off the... like.
Oh, God.
We forgot to turn off this one.
Oh, no.
Can we turn it off now?
Usually, this is the other way around. Usually, we stop this stream before... or the recording before we stop the...
How do we turn this one off if we didn't turn the other one off?
I forgot.
Have you ever seen your mom naked?
I can't turn this off because I'm so turned on.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.